Well, there's not a lot of economic data coming out this week. The most important is probably Tuesday's NFIB Small Business Index. It's sitting at 98.8. I think the likelihood is that it's going to stay right around there, maybe up a few points and down a few points. I wouldn't expect any major moves. This is an August number. The job openings number is coming out on Wednesday. It's sitting at 5.9 million, which is pretty amazing because at the absolute peak of this economy, it was at 7.2 million, and we're really not that far away from that. So it'll be interesting to see. It's a July number if the July number goes up. If it does go up, I wouldn't be surprised if the August number comes down a bit. But you know what? 5 million job openings is pretty amazing, and it's still more than we have unemployed. So that's good news. It looks like our total unemployment number, when we look at all the data, as far as I can see, is coming in about 47% of the jobs lost as a result of COVID have been gained back, almost half, and that is a great number. The volatility likely to continue this week in the markets. We are seeing oil prices at $38 and some change a barrel. That has continued to drop, and now we are beginning to drop back off, so we're not expecting any higher demand on gasoline. Soon as the weather starts turning cold, of course, there will be demand picking up on other oil products like heating oil, and then, of course, not gas. Friday, we get consumer price index, core CPI. So consumer price index, very, very important. We are looking at the headline number on that. The headline includes food and energy, and that's what we want to look at. It's sitting at 0.6% in the month of July. We'll see if it goes up, and if it goes up for August, though I doubt that we'll see much of a change. Not a lot of economic data, but we will be watching the markets and the rest of the economic headlines as they come out this week. Also, I want to mention I will be live on the air today, of course, and the rest of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday of next week. I will not be live. Unfortunately, I've got some important meetings that I have to go to. I wish I was taking vacation. It's not the case. But we are driving, so I'm giving up 14 hours each way to drive, a day and a half to get back home, so we're losing some time there. That is the problem with driving, although I'd much rather drive than fly. So stay tuned here to the website. I'll continue to update the website for the rest of the week and, of course, next week. But I'll see you in a few hours. Bad time for me to be away, of course. This is the end of our month, and I don't like not being on the air. This is the end of our year. I don't like being on the air for these days, but it's hard. A part of me is kind of throwing my arms up in the air and saying, well, our year is over, the fiscal year. We'll see how things work out. I don't expect it to be a good year, and I'm hoping that it's not a negative year. We'll see how we work through things. I hope you have a great day. I thank you for what you do, and we sure appreciate all of you, and we thank you for the support you have given us. And we hope that we continue to give you guidance as we move into the end of the year. All right, we'll see you in a couple of hours. God bless.